بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشرف بلا الشيخ ابو الرومي وقت تبريز دوران شيخ العرب والعجم تبريز رومي زمانه هذا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرحبا. حضرت کا کلام مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. I need a support living for my life, support of my life. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے. لذت پری یاد طوفانوں میں ہے, لذت پری یاد طوفانوں میں ہے. کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفاں میں ہے. تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر, اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر. اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان. غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے, غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے. دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ما دست بکشا جانب زنبیل ما میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے اختر خس تاؤ دور افتاد کو اختر خس تاؤ دور افتاد کو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سودا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم These poems, mashallah, ash'ar, explains what the great position of Hazrat is. For us, we take it as du'as that Allah give us this position. As we read the poems, we hear the poems, it must not happen that we think I'm in that position. Like that normally, when we hear, then we might think, or by translating or by hearing, this is Hazrat's position, and Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, but a very, very close position to Allah Ta'ala. But for us it is du'as, that Allah make us like that. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. I need a life support in my life. Like a patient, in the hospitals they put a life support, then the patient, mashallah, he carries on living, gets healthy also, sometimes passes away also, but that support he gets. So I need a support in my life, and we all need that support. And Hazrat explains in front what that support of life is. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, hum tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Your love I need, my Allah, that is my support of life. The love of Allah Ta'ala. Your love, my heart. Allah's love comes into our heart, and this is all, we are making this effort that we acquire the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sometimes we get a bit carried away, we think I've got the love of Allah ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, it is there. Every believer has got that love, otherwise our iman won't remain also. But here is that higher level of love. That love that a person is like a person says, I love the whole of mankind. He loves them, but it isn't as close love. when he gets married to a woman, for example, now he loves her more. Or who is your mother, your father, your siblings, you love them more. So like that, love everyone has got. Otherwise, our iman also very low, our level. Just like in the ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, we have got iman. But to become the friends of Allah, to go higher, get taqwa. So just like that, love we have got. But this love which is spoken of that level, of a wali. Otherwise, every believer is also a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. But what we know as a wali, that is now a different thing complete, who is amongst the awliya. Behri ulfat ka kinara chahiye. I need to reach the shores of the seas of love. I have to get to the shores of the seas of love. That's right through, I have to go right till there. So that very high level, I have to go till there. The final, the muntaha, as much as we can go to get the true love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Sar hamara aur tumhara aur sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. What I require is it is my head, forehead and your threshold in sajda. That is now when a person, the highest a person reaches is when he goes the lowest. A person is the closest to Allah Ta'ala when he's in sajda. So I need that. And when our heart, we have made this effort, Allah made fazl on us and now he gave us that love, then that sajda, as Hazrat explained also, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, that one sajda of mine like that, when it comes with that kaifiyat, with that qualities, is more better than owning the 200 countries of the world. More better than the whole world. When you get that one sajda, when we have that love of Allah, and you are in sajda, as in other places, Hazrat says, that your abshar, your waterfall, cascades of rahmat are just coming on my head. Then we will be able to understand that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for so long remained in sajda, that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he went and feel his body, that is he still living or is he passed away. So like that, Allah bless us with that love. That is why we are coming here, why we are making this effort, these programs we are having. We are not even in the A of it, not even in the Alif of it, but we are hoping, we go in this way, Allah makes fadl on us on the way, inshallah. Gham mein bas unko pukara chahiye. When a person has got some sorrow, some problems, etc., then if he had that connection, then he just turns to Allah Ta'ala. Whenever any problem comes, turns to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, we know when a problem comes, then a person people do very, very funny things. All the wrong things a person does when problems come. So this is also that before time we should build this relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So khuda na khasta, some problem comes, then we know where to go to. And we just go to Allah Ta'ala. As it also comes, that call on to Allah Ta'ala when you are in ease and comfort. So that when you are in difficulty, your call is heard very easily and you go directly. But if you did not call Allah Ta'ala all the time, then when you have problems, then it's not so easy. So this is when that iman is built, that connection with Allah Ta'ala is built, then whenever, may Allah forbid, any problems come, then we just call there by Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, people going to sangomas, going to funny type of amils, doing all funny things. When problems come in a person's life, a person doesn't know where to turn, he goes to drugs, he goes to all funny things. So this is that a person has that connection with Allah Ta'ala. Unke hote kya sahara chahiye? When Allah is there, that love of Allah, you got that support, which other support you want? You don't need any other support if you got Allah Ta'ala. So all the time a person must be turning to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala save us from difficulties and problems. But if they come, then also a person just turns to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hasil sahil mujhe tufaan mein hai. The sahil, the shore, where a person is your comfort zone. But Hazrat says, my comfort zone I have got in the storms. that when a person has got this condition and now difficulties came, and every person, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, had the most difficult trials that were put on them. But how they turned to Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the wind just blew a bit harder, gone to the masjid. Any small matter, gone to the masjid. So like that when we have that connection with Allah Ta'ala, then in my comfort zone, that is discomfort, is in the storms. That is when there are storms also, then I've got my Allah. And I turn to Allah Ta'ala, and in the heart, the awliya, the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are quite content in their heart. Human nature, they cry also, they cry unto Allah Ta'ala, they beg of Allah Ta'ala, but they have that enjoyment of that connection. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the belly of the fish, but they also, La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka, inni kuntu minal zalimeen. There also he was just turning to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and crying. So this is when a person works all the time and he makes that connection with Allah Ta'ala, then even in the storms he has got what the people have on the shore, he has got on the storm also. In other words also, that in order to call upon Allah Ta'ala, we don't have to wait till things, our nature is such, make the tashkil of a person or anyone, he say, I finish my problem, this work, that work, then I will go in the path of Allah. Many people, you tell them about namaz also, they say, just let us get sorted out, then we're going to start with namaz, then we're going to change our lives, etc. So that is not the way how it works. That when a person has these difficulties and hardships, he must turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah's help will come, it will sort out everything. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali used to give this very beautiful example, that a person who is driving his camels, taking them in the desert, he comes to an oasis where there is water now, he wants his camels to drink there. So the person who is running that whole well and the water pumping, you're taking it out and putting it in a drum, in a dam, in the old system he's got a big wheel and all drums fitted on there. So they go down, scoop the water, and then they come and throw it into the dam. But it makes a very big noise. And the camels, they can't drink when the noise is there. So he tells that person that you stop your machine, the noise is too much, my camels can't drink. And a camel drinks a lot of water. When he starts drinking, it just drinks one way. So he says that if I stop my machine, there'll be no water. Your camels will have to drink in this noise. So like that, in our problems of the world, we have to make our namaz, we have to make our tilawat, we have to do everything. When you go in jamaat, in that problems also, then you go out and the problems Allah Ta'ala solves them. So this is that our comfort zone is not on the shore. When we are, everything is sorted out, now we turn. Many people also think, when I get old, I'll make Allah's ibadat. And that is one great deception. When you get old, how many sicknesses come? And now you can't make, you are having great hopes. Now may Allah protect us all. Somebody is paralyzed, you get a stroke, you lose your eyesight. Many things, your legs are paining, your back is paining. Now you can't do anything. So don't wait for that time. Now, with all your other involvement, all your other work, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Hasil sahil mujhe tufa mein hai, tere jalwo ka nazara chahiye. Oh Allah, what I need is to have that connection, to see the tajalliyat of Allah Ta'ala. I have to see, if a person had done this before, then he will know that, for example, that Allah Ta'ala is Shafi. Now I need to see that Allah, you alone are the giver of Shifa. I don't have to depend, I don't have to go and do wrong things within the limits of Shariat, it's all permitted. But those awliya also reach there, اللہ اکبر. حضرت مولانا انور شاہ کشمیری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ got piles, and piles are very painful also. So Shah Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullah ali was making his khidmat, his student also, and later he was himself Shah Ataullah Bukhari rahmatullah in a high position. So he told Hazrat that your position for the ummat, you are a amanat of the ummat. Well, go and take treatment of this, that you sort it out and you have to serve the ummat and that. So he says that he who made me sick, he knows my treatment also. So they left it totally to Allah Ta'ala. We're not at that level at all. No, we can't even think of that level. So we within limits of Shariat, we are 100% permitted. We take our But the heart must not have trust on all this medicine, operation, whatever it is. That it must not have trust. We use it, but our trust be with Allah Ta'ala. So for that also, before time, if a person has made his connection with Allah Ta'ala, then when these conditions come, whether they are illnesses, whether they are some financial problems, Allah save us, sometimes domestic problems, what problems people face. When these problems come, when we have got connection there, then you turn more to Allah Ta'ala. And you cry more to Him. Apne aahon se darijaan pe meer. And your ah. With that now, turn to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah loves. And as Hazrat explained, that there are many names of the many words for the name of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, Khuda, God, many other things also, many other, every language has got. But in Allah, Allah has put the ah of the banda, joined it with His name. So when a person, and when we make zikr also, Allah give us tawfiq, not to be half sleepy, etc., and to do it properly, and with this ah coming out, Allah, you are the only one. There is no one else. So take the support of that ah, connect it, and be connected with Allah Ta'ala now. This is your great support that you get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Apni bigri kustawara chahiye. What is now spoiled of your life, what is gone wrong, you have to correct it. And this is the place. The Allah Ta'ala alone is the real haqiqi, muzakki, muslih, is only Allah Ta'ala. And as Hazrat explained, that ask Allah Ta'ala for His mashiyat, that His desire to make our tazkiyah. And that fazl and that rahmat of Allah. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَى. Who Allah wishes, so that mashiyat of Allah, we beg of Him. That, oh Allah, you desire my islah, you desire my tazkiyah, you make my tazkiyah, I want it. And with that fazl and rahmat of yours by which you make tazkiyah, oh Allah, make my tazkiyah. So all the wrong that we have done, oh Allah, you correct it for us. Aap par har dam fida ho meri jaan. And this is that we have to reach. Like this we hear, alhamdulillah, we also feel happy, Allah is there. But to get there, every moment we must sacrifice it on Allah. That is, like every moment, what does Allah want from me now? My nafs wants to sleep now, fajr time. So I have to now, that my whole life must be sacrificed. That time also, no matter what my taqaza is, but I must sacrifice it on you. Then, for example, a beautiful woman comes in front, shaitan makes her look beautiful, and now you really want to look, but at that time also on Allah Ta'ala's hook. Everything you want to eat something, and it's not permissible for you. Ramzan, for example, you might have a strong desire to eat something, though this alhamdulillah Allah makes it easy for us, we can control it, but sometimes there are those cases where people break their rozas also in the extreme heat, etc. They feel that we just can't take it now. So all those, whenever that thing comes, one side, our desires, demands, taqazas of the family, of the community, of people, and one side, Allah's command. So, oh Allah, at every time that I do what you want me to do. And there are many, many such cases. You want to, there's a wedding in the family, nikah, there's a some other walima, but you know there are wrong things also happening. or any other place. The family wants to go, the children want to go to that place, but there are wrong things there also. So at all times, and that is also not so easy, we have to have that connection and beg Allah, because the children are making their taqaza, and to make them also happy. And then the wife is demanding also. The family is demanding something. Allah's command is something else. How to sort it out at that time? We just need the help of Allah. And a person has to turn to Allah Ta'ala that He shows us the way in all these matters. And when this, for this also, a person has to turn to Allah Ta'ala. If we want to turn to I rule by the iron fist, what I say is going to happen. No, we have to turn to Allah and ask Him for guidance. At every moment of our lives, we need the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Yunus Taya Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, taught one very beautiful amal. If we read, he says 7 times a day, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. And every occasion where we have to make a decision, and continuously we have to be making a decision, Allah will guide us to the right decision. How to do it the right way, and at the same time, like when it's with the family, how to make them also happy. And many times, immediately, perhaps they won't, but later you make them happy. Our Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he should keep hiding also, he should punish also, and then he should try and make you happy again also. After that, if a student is still not getting happy, he should get an ice cream from the tuck shop. The student is very cross, doesn't want to take it, Hazrat would force it in his mouth. Somehow he will make him happy again. So even with the children sometimes, with the wife, to do fulfill Allah's command. And if we keep in mind, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he left his wife Hajira, in the desert there, with no food, no water. But he fulfilled the command of Allah. So that it was not easy even on Ibrahim alayhi salam. But Allah, that connection with Allah such that I have to fulfill that Hajira, she was the wife. Her tarbiyat, everything was made also. She also wondered, where are you going, my husband? Leaving me here. When she then also realized, my husband won't do such a thing. It must be the command of Allah. When he said, yes, it is the command of Allah, she said, then I got no worry. If it is Allah's command, Allah will not destroy us. But she had to go through that test, running between Safa and Marwa, up and down. What was going through her heart? Her beloved child there, in that place where there was nobody. But then finally Allah opened and gave Zamzam, which till today is running. It's not only from the advent of Islam, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which perhaps maybe about 6,000-8,000 years between there. And that water is just running. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made his sacrifice, slaughtering his son, the command of Allah one side, and slaughtering your son. Not only is crying or he's sad or he's putting up tantrums, you are slaughtering your son, but he fulfilled the command of Allah. What happened? Till today the whole world is making qurbani. And the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Muslims take it with great respect and honor, Jews also, Christians also, and the Brahmins of the Hindus, they also claim they are the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah gave him respect and honor. So this all we have to try. So it's not an easy thing, but Allah make it easy for us. That is where we have to go. Where we falter, tawbah istighfar. Make sincere tawbah istighfar. And we carry on. And we try and come to that some level. Today we won't be asked to slaughter our son. We won't be asked to leave our children in a desert or something. We won't be even asked to perhaps shed blood. That command is there. But just not even sweat. Just our desires. If we can just give up our desires, as it is mentioned, somebody asked Allah Ta'ala, how do we get to you? Allah said, just put your one leg on your nafs and you are by me. So this desires of the nafs, if we can just control them, and we are by Allah Ta'ala. Ghair ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. I don't have to worry of anyone else besides you. But we worry of the whole world. What will the people say? what will happen tomorrow if I do this now, what will be the result tomorrow, and we even make we know it's wrong. We'll make the, because we got the fear of dunya, the fear of the people, but the person has to reach that no matter what the people say, doesn't matter. I will do what Allah wants me to do. It's a wedding occasion, it's some other function, it's a holiday occasion, many other things also, I will do what my Allah wants me. But we have to be strong with, and not again within ourselves, not just because this time I don't want to do it. No, for the sake of Allah, that we keep Allah Ta'ala in mind. And all this needs a lot of hard work, and we have to continuously do it. We come to the majalis, we carry on with our zikr. Allah give us all tawfiq to make our zikr regularly also. All of us check ourselves, do we make our zikr? Even that to take out that little time, and then that zikr also, to do it with that concentration. Otherwise, we are many times just passing time in zikr also. We haven't got that feeling or anything. When this all we will do, hopefully Allah will bless us with all this. Deste buksha janibe zambile ma. Oh Allah, your rahmat is pouring down. My lap is too small to gather it all also. Your rahmat is coming down. In other words, Allah says, وَنَحْنَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to a person than his life vein, jugular vein, which gives you your life. We are more closer. Just open your heart. Allah is there. He wants to come in. Ramzan month is coming now. It's going to come to all of us. But if we open our homes for Ramadan, if we open our hearts for Ramadan, we open our lives and welcome Ramadan. And Ramadan is coming to give us, not to take from us. And it's coming with all the greatest gifts and to give them to us. But if we don't open up for Ramadan, then how are we going to get all that to benefits of Ramadan? So Allah is there, He's coming, but we have to open up. So Allah Ta'ala is giving, but now you take it. All is falling, my lap is too small, I can't gather all what Allah Ta'ala is giving. Mere sar ko tera sauda chahiye. In my head, I need that connection, that love of yours. That is what I need. Our head, everything material things. All dunya calculated this way, work out that, what this will result will be, what that, but connect. And the people who have that iman, they think no second step. What Allah's command, they fulfill that command of Allah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they crossed the waters on their horses. And they didn't see the horse or water, we're going to drown in here or anything. No, they just went, and Allah made them go across. Everywhere else, what and what sacrifices, and the great awliya also, that what is the command? We have to bring ourselves to that level, that oh Allah, it's your command, and then I must do it. Whether it comes in my mind or not, I must do it. So for that also, we need that yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, that tawakkul, that trust on Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is there, He's sufficient for us. But we work out what my budget is, what this is. One buzurg, that whenever something was getting finished, like in the house over his usage, for example, tea is getting finished, flour, sugar, so he would say, use it up quickly. As soon as we are finished, Allah is going to send the others. And our nature is getting, now use it a bit carefully. Now don't put 2 spoons sugar. Now you suffice on 1 spoon. It's getting finished. But their nature, they trust on Allah Ta'ala, that they know that just like it finish, Allah is going to send the others. And Allah's system also is that the last minute Allah sends. They said about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when Namrud catapulted him into the fire, that if before time the fire became a garden, Namrud should be the first to jump in. But when did Allah do it? When he came, so to say, in contact with the fire, that's the time Allah made it a garden. So we have to have that trust on Allah Ta'ala. So this is that effort. It's not just making zikr or just some talks or some things like that. This reality has to come into us, which we are still hardly anywhere. But we hope, we beg of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is that most kind being that He wants to see that we are persistent. You really want it. Like we also sometimes, many times, person wants something, we say, don't give it. We're not giving. We want to see how much. Ustads, sometimes we have to speak to the ustads also. So they say the student, that we chase them out of class, for example. So for us all, very bad happened. How could you chase him out? So they say they want to see that he has got that talab. He's coming back again. He's asking for maafi. They chase him away. Again he has to come. So they want to see that he has got that in him. And this is also what the mashayikh and all. Today it's different. You can't use that. Today you tell them go out, they're just too happy to go on. They don't come back. There's no question about that. But that is how that talab must be in us. So Allah also sometimes he doesn't give us what we want. He wants us to come back. Our nature, unfortunately, Allah make us maaf, even with Allah. Well, I'm not getting it, I'm tired now. How much sabr must I make? How much dua must I make? No, be at it. Allah wants you to come and beg Him, fall at His feet, so to say. Go into sajda, cry in front of Him. Then He opens the doors. Allah bless us with all this. Akhtar khasta wadur uftadaku. Hazrat, in his humbleness, that I'm, what am I? Nothing whatsoever. Very far I am. What do I need? Unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. We all are desperately in need of Allah's rahmat. Here in this world also, without Allah's rahmat, nothing can happen. And the whole world is still running. Air, there is oxygen, water is coming, our needs, it's only the rahmat. Otherwise, with our gunas, we have prepared the whole complete field for our destruction. Total destruction we have prepared. So what we need is the rahmat. And akhirat also, it's only the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that is going to help us. May Allah guide us. And these are du'as, which we, with the du'a, the dawa also. We make Allah give us all the tawfiq to make this effort also as it's supposed to be made. If we do it, there's no limit of what Allah Ta'ala will give. Otherwise, we will carry on. If we're just doing it half-heartedly, we're not putting our hearts into it, then Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we do it properly. Allah make it easy for us.
صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. As we heard now, the zikr that we have to do all every day. So that just we just doing it together, but every day on our own also, we should be doing the zikr and with that concentration. That with La ilaha, we taking out everything else besides Allah from our heart. Illallah, we only putting Allah into the heart. And whatever particular weakness we have got, sin weakness, that with La ilaha, we are taking it out and throwing it out. And illallah, the opposite, I got pride in me, I'm taking that pride and throwing it out. Illallah, I'm putting tawadu, humility in my heart. I do things for name and fame, I got that weakness, I'm throwing it out. And I'm putting in my heart now to do only for Allah. I've got laziness in me, I'm throwing that out. And I'm putting in my heart to be active, to do what I have to do. So like, and with Allah, that Allah, you alone are for me. You come into my heart. I love you. I need you. I want you. Come into my heart. Like this, if we do every day our zikr, inshallah, we will progress tremendously. Allah give me and us all too.